Alleluia. 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 Teach me your paths, my God. Guide me in your truth. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter nor the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember as a little boy, my mom worked for a time in the office at St. Teresa, and the parish library was in the office. So after school, I'd go kind of camp out in the library. And I think I'd read all of Butler's Lives of the Saints by the time I was about 12. This is not a great thing to put in the hands of a 10-year-old boy. There's lots of blood and gore. It was better than a pirate novel. But the reason it mattered was because in reading sort of the legenda of the saints, you get a lot of stories like this from the first book of Kings, which make the saints almost indistinguishable from wizards, right? You have Patrick with his staff, like fighting off druids in Ireland, and Boniface with an axe cutting down the great tree dedicated to Wotan, and it can be easy to confuse, you know, my magic's better than your magic. And I think if that's the perspective that we use looking at these sort of the contests of the gods in the Old Testament, we utterly miss the point. Lewis says in his book on miracles that the reason we see lots of miracles in the early period of human history is because people simply didn't understand the world sufficiently. It's not that they misinterpreted natural events, but that God was forced to act more obviously, because otherwise people wouldn't get it. In our day, things happen much more subtly, which demands greater faith, but might actually be better for our souls. The greatest miracle that I've been privy to since being here at Christ the King happened in the confessional one day. The person was not going to confession, just somebody needed to meet me, and there was no place to meet. There was stuff in the hall, there was stuff in the office, they were, I think, recarpeting my office, I couldn't go there. Somebody had somebody in that, there was no place to go. So I pulled this person into the confessional, and they were having a physical problem, and there was a priest. The priest had preached the parish mission 2 or 3 weeks before, and he'd left this little bottle of Padre Pio oil on the table in there. And to be honest, I was not acting with great faith, but I thought, couldn't hurt. So I gave her the oil, and I said, "Go home, rub this on yourself in the area that's hurting, and pray to Padre Pio, and maybe it'll get better." She was supposed to go in for a biopsy that 2 days later, and I got a text that said, "Looks like Padre Pio likes me," or something like that. And, she was pretty sure she was dying one day, and 2 days later she was fine. But look how ordinary this was. Jar of oil, in appearance no different than you buy at Hy-Vee. A weird confessional that's shaped strange and smells. A priest who was mufti because he was working out in the garden and couldn't even find a room to meet people in. Like, it wasn't showy at all. But he saved her life, and very likely her soul. These days to which we've returned in the church here are called ordinary, not in the sense of being regular. This isn't regular time as opposed to Christmas time or Easter time. The ordinario in ordinary time is ordered. It's focused time. It's directed time. All our time belongs to God. It's all kairos, not chronos. All our time is dedicated to salvation. Every day on his coming is the day of salvation. And every time we come here, we have the chance to be saved yet again by the most ordinary of things, food and drink directed to our salvation.